Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bill Sardi, and we're going to be talking about a very, very unusual scientific situation involving a product that Bill has been working with for many years. And of course, basically, that's been known for a long, long period of time, that people in Southern Europe, the Mediterranean, people who eat a Mediterranean diet, full of cheese and all sorts of cream and all sorts of rich things, and yet they seem to live much longer than people in the northern part of Europe. And this has led to the understanding that there are certain molecules that can influence our health and actually can regulate the genetic structure of our bodies. Well, I'm going to let Bill tell you the amazing, amazing story of the molecule called resveratrol. Hi, Bill. How are we doing? Bill, are you there? Oh, let's see. I got to push the button. Okay, yes. There we have it. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Pretty good. If anybody recalls a couple of weeks ago, the word resveratrol, meaning red wine pill, meaning red wine molecule, was being slugged around in the mud. As certainly word reached the entire world that red wine resveratrol research was fake, and of course Rush Limbaugh said they made it all up. They made it all up, and of course the world thought, let's just spit out the resveratrol pills. They're good for nothing, and that's what they were told. And so there's more to the story, obviously, because as you noted, the research behind this molecule, both as inside of red wine and taken by itself, has been available for more than 10 years and repeated by more than one researcher. So why was Rush Limbaugh so quick to dismiss it and the rest of modern medicine and the news media ready to throw it under the bus? Well, that becomes the story of tonight, because we're going to ask you and your audience, what would you do to prevent a sudden mortal heart attack? Take an aspirin tablet? Well, that was just cast aside because researchers found that aspirin pills simply prevent non-mortal heart attacks in the archives of internal medicine. And in fact, that report came out a week before this negative information about resveratrol, which we find kind of interesting. And, of course, statin cholesterol-lowering drugs, they do not reduce the risk of mortal heart attack. They reduce the risk of a non-mortal heart attack in 1 out of 200 healthy subjects, 1 out of 70 at-risk subjects over a 5-year period. So, at best, they're 3% effective. So, we really don't have anything today that could possibly avert a sudden mortal heart attack aside from, well, resveratrol. And what happened was, many years ago, researchers noticed that if they induced a very small heart attack, that is, a little crimping of the oxygen supply to the heart, that and then they restored the circulation, that if a big heart attack followed afterwards, it would hardly be dangerous at all because you had turned on the body's defenses. And that's what resveratrol does. It turns on your body's defenses.
But now that was in animals. They did those studies, isn't that right?
That's correct. But if obviously for ethical reasons you can't do this in humans,
right,
to repeat the studies, induce intentional heart attacks or, of course, limit the amount of oxygen to the heart. So, obviously, we would just have to move ahead.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Bill.
As even as you bring up, Dr. Stan, many a cardiologist calls me and says, well, can't you repeat the studies that were done in the end?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Out of the heart for a period of time, then allowing the blood to flow into the heart again, and eventually studying the animal to see whether there was any residual effect of impeding the flow of blood into the heart of animals that have been taking resveratrol, which is this red wine pill, or simply not taking the pill. And so you compare the two groups. Now, why don't we do this in human beings? Well, as Bill points out so well, you can't do experiments like this on human beings. It would be unethical to take one group of people and give them resveratrol and take another group and not give them resveratrol. What happens to the group of people that are getting a placebo and who would die? Now, is there an organized effort to conceal the background of resveratrol and its effectiveness? Because think of the implications of what will happen if they find that resveratrol impedes the number of mortal heart attacks, impedes strokes, things of that sort. What will happen as far as the number of people living on 3, 4, 5, 10 years longer? Think of the implications as far as insurance policies are concerned, health care costs. What about our safety net? Sydney, we started Social Security. People died at 63 years of age on average. So most people didn't live to be 65 years of age back in 1960. 35 when Social Security came in, and now they live an average year in America, 83 or 84 years for a male. But what would happen if you prolonged that life to, let's say, 90 or 95? Could there possibly be some reason why there is an effort, an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to disparage the use of resveratrol? I'm going to tell you this amazing story. The only trouble is it's true. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, we ask ourselves, we've had 8 years of selling resveratrol pills in the open market since this hit Nature magazine in 2003 that resveratrol was a molecule found in red wine that might mimic a limited calorie diet, which is a practice that makes all living things live a lot longer. So since then, of course, this has intrigued a lot of people. And so do we have anybody that's had a heart attack but didn't die from it but should have? Well, you can go up on CNN right now and see a man talking who was taking a resveratrol pill that I was played a role in developing. And he had 5 blocked coronary arteries. He had no symptoms whatsoever, no chest pain. Did not experience a heart attack. One of those coronary arteries was better than 95% blocked. And what happens is the doctors were astounded. They couldn't believe it. And he went in for quintuple bypass surgery, and they found that there was new circulation already started to the areas that were compromised. That's exactly what resveratrol does. It's exactly what they found in the animal laboratory, so that resveratrol was magically starting new blood vessels in the heart in order to provide the circulation to the compromised areas. Now, this is magical practically, because obviously aspirin does not do this. Aspirin prevents a clot from occurring in a coronary artery, and statin drugs try to prevent plaque from occurring. But this is going to keep the heart working despite any blockage in a coronary artery. And so this man gave his testimony. He's a fellow that's 70 years old, and was out golfing, driving a ball at his age on the golf course, 280 yards, and simply had robust health and certainly no symptoms whatsoever. The doctors were astounded. They went ahead and did the surgery. We think the resveratrol pill that he was taking saved his life. So does he. It turns out that we've had others say this, including a cardiologist in New Jersey, who's a preventive cardiologist, saying he's now seeing the same thing that they saw in the animal lab with resveratrol pills in his patients who are taking resveratrol pills. One happened to be an 89-year-old man, had a totally blocked coronary artery, but no damage to his heart. He was too fragile for them to operate on. He had been taking resveratrol pills for 4 or 5 years and had no damage. The circulation was naturally reestablished to his heart, and there was no damage whatsoever. So we think we're actually seeing this already, but modern medicine has the blinders on. And so you understand, we take a lot of heart and cardiovascular drugs to thin the blood, a blood thinner. Well, but resveratrol thins the blood. We take anti-inflammatory drugs because heart disease involves inflammation, but resveratrol is an anti-inflammatory agent. We take, obviously, medicines that inhibit cholesterol plaque, but resveratrol inhibits cholesterol plaque, and so it addresses and replaces so many drugs all in one pill. And, of course, if this kind of medicine, this natural medicine, ever gets into popular use by the public, it would revolutionize our mortality rates. It would revolutionize our health. We wouldn't be like the typical a 75-year-old that's taking 5 to 7 different types of prescriptions a day, we'd just be taking resveratrol. But what happens is there's less than 100,000 Americans taking these resveratrol pills a day out of an at-risk population over age 50 of 100 to 150 million plus, and that's about 0.1% of the at-risk population. So resveratrol pills, the public hasn't avidly gone for them, and yet they have such promise. And modern medicine is dragging its feet. And if you're going to find out about this, you are going to have to launch and embark on your own self-guided use of this, because obviously doctors are not going to lead the way, and they aren't leading the way.
Well, I think one of the most interesting stories I know was that there was a gentleman, I know you've worked with him, his name is David Sinclair. He was a researcher at Harvard, and Harvard had actually been working at creating a company to develop resveratrol as a product that would be used. GlaxoSmithKline came in and paid some $710 or $720 million. $710 to $20 million to buy this this company. Now you would think, well, you put out over $700 million to buy a company. This has got to be a pretty good product, and you're going to develop this product. And yet, after a period of a little over a year, somewhere around there, GlaxoSmithKline said, "Oh, this doesn't work. Shaw shucks, we're just gonna forego the $700 million we put into it, close it down." And when I heard that story, I said, this is either the stupidest company in the world, or they're actively trying to suppress the development of this product, this resveratrol product. So you pick up the story from there, because I think this sort of sets the tone. I mean, you know, you're only paranoid when you imagine people are out to get you, and when there really is a effort to suppress a very effective medication, there's been a lot of scientific studies on that, and that's what Bill's story tonight is all about. What happened to a researcher at the University of Connecticut who spent many years researching resveratrol and was convinced it was going to be one of the greatest scientific discoveries of all time? But you pick up the story, Bill.
Well, that researcher was not being paid any money. He volunteered to do the work. He wanted to see that a resveratrol pill came into common use by humans before his career was up, before he would pass away. And so he was just volunteering. He contacted our company and said, "Look, and I'll throw your product in. This happens to be a product that I'm involved in marketing. And we'll throw it into these studies and see how well it works, because we understand it does work a little better than plain resveratrol." Turned out to work twice as good as plain resveratrol. One of the problems we have with heart attacks is cells in your skin are replaced every 6 weeks. But cells in your heart, you still have the ones you were born with. Very few get replaced. That's why you never see cancer there, because you never see any new cells coming in. And it's why the heart is so strong and resilient. These are very durable cells. But the problem is, once damaged, once scarred, what they call fibrosis, then you don't get a new set, and you've got a very weakened heart for a long time. And that's why if you had a measure that would limit the damage to the heart during a heart attack, this would be revolutionary, and it's called cardioprotection. And so it's the best way of practicing prevention. And that's exactly what resveratrol does. It reduces the area of the heart attack considerably. A pill that I was involved in marketing, Longevinix, was thrown into these studies and did about doubly as well as plain resveratrol. Now, what we need to understand is that modern pharmacology, resveratrol is the greatest threat to modern pharmacology. And it's because resveratrol is a natural antidepressant. It's a natural antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial agent. It is anti-cholesterol, anti-brain plaque. It is anti-blood pressure. It is anti-diabetic. It'll cleanse your liver. There's nothing that it doesn't do. Someone asks, don't ask what resveratrol can do. There's nothing it can't do. And the issue is, if you have such a broad-based pill, you don't need all the rest. Modern pharmacology would be over. But the problem is, we need the public to pick up on this, and they haven't run with this idea yet. And so we're here tonight trying to tell the story.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that resveratrol modulates the other genes. Resveratrol is a molecule that affects other genes, and can give you the exact statistics, but this is the most amazing thing. Remember, the genes are just like little switches that you turn the gene on, and basically it produces molecules, proteins. You turn the gene off, it doesn't. But resveratrol acts not on one or two or three, but literally on hundreds and hundreds of sites in the body, which is, we'll let Bill tell you more about this amazing story of this amazing molecule. Go right ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You know, people hear this word resveratrol. Let me spell it for your audience. R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And by doing that, the body turns on all of its defenses, and it starts making its own antioxidants internally. Some of them called adenosine, heme oxygenase, superoxide dismutase, glutathione, catalase. These are big words, but they're internal antioxidants, so that if you have a stroke or a heart attack, it will be very limited in the damage that occurred. And so this is a profound mechanism. It's not what aspirin does. It's not what statin drugs do. It is something that is miraculous if you just give the right dose. Now, most of the resveratrol pills on the market either provide a trivial dose, like you see at Costco, Walmart, and the big box stores, that's in micrograms. That's a thousandth of a milligram. You need a few milligrams, but there are pills on the market that are 500 and 1,000 milligrams, and those are, you're going to negate this entire protective effect. You're going to turn resveratrol from being an antioxidant to promoting oxidation in the heart and other tissues. And, of course, this is not known even by the manufacturers of these pills. And so what happens is we have a perplexing situation with American consumers. If they heard this negative information about resveratrol, they'll say, well, you know, I don't think I'll take it. Either I'm confused, my doctor says not to take it, or whatever, I'm not convinced of the science. But if they do decide to use the pill, then they decide on price only, not on the proven effectiveness of the pill. Now, it sounds incongruent, it doesn't sound logical, but this is the way consumers are. They'll either take the negative information and say, fine, I won't take it. But if I do take it, I only want to buy it at a very low price. I don't care if it works. Well, that's basically what they're saying. So it's nonsensical, but it's the way consumers think today. And that's why 0.1% of Americans are taking resveratrol pills. It is the most profound agent going. Of course, this leaves Americans in a perplexing situation. Do I just abandon my other medicines? Some of your listeners there on the radio have done this, actually, Dr. Stan, and started taking a resveratrol pill. But it leaves them in such a quandary. They're unsure. They're obviously concerned. You're taking medicines that are depleting you of essential nutrients, that cause nothing but side effects, that don't even work. There's no single blood pressure pill that works. I have to give you two or three. Statin drugs don't work, and they're a liver toxin, and so on and so on, and yet you're afraid to stop taking them. But resveratrol, which has been used for 8 or 9 years now, thousands of people have taken them. We don't have a serious side effect reported with a resveratrol pill. Doesn't mean they don't have a few little side effects. But we don't have an issue where people had to go to the doctor or be hospitalized. And with such a safety record, we wonder why more Americans aren't taking these pills. And, of course, one of the problems is in a large cardiology practice in New Jersey where a doctor was actually, and his seven associates were recommending the pill that I had helped develop called Longevinix. 90% of the patients decided that they would not take the pill and ran down to Costco or Walmart to buy an untested pill that didn't work, didn't have the right dose. So kind of consumers are doing themselves in here. So I'd like to think the customer was always right, but in this case they aren't. And it's just a perplexing situation as we work to try to help people, but they confound the issue. But I can tell you this, that most medicines that modern medicine uses today could be replaced by one pill. Now, modern medicine's idea is to make a pill for every disease. How did nature think that there would be a molecule for each disease? It didn't. Modern medicine developed up this idea. And so what happens is resveratrol, it just seems to make everything right. And it is, of course, an anti-aging substance, and we know chronic disease in later adulthood is caused primarily by aging. So if you have an anti-aging pill, as you might say, then it would work against all these issues. And we're seeing it work profoundly to bring vision back to people who had no vision, and certainly we're using it among people who have unbelievable pain and discomfort in old age, and they're out walking and getting around and bringing back to life their mental function. All of these things are happening, and Americans are missing it. Only the resveratrol pills users are experiencing it. So how do we convince people? I'm not sure, because they're waiting to hear the name of their disease and that it works for that in some study that's maybe years away, and they'll be dead and gone by the time all that happens.
Well, you just hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi. We're talking about resveratrol.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Couldn't get around at all because of the severe pains he was having. Her son actually took the Lon 7X pills and dissolved it with her minerals so that she was taking this. She didn't even know she was taking it. Within 3 weeks, she was up walking and getting around. But she was having some visual problems. And now she doesn't even know she's taking this Lon 7X product, which is product Bill has devised. It's certainly resveratrol with several other products mixed in with it. But what happened as far as her vision was concerned?
Well, actually, this 85-year-old woman, when she began taking this resveratrol pill, her vision deteriorated. And she couldn't read books as she had been reading. And so her son, who was a retired optometrist, reached into an old drawer and found an old pair of glasses that had been prescribed 7 years earlier and said, "Here, change these out, take your new glasses off, put these old ones on," and sure enough, her vision had improved. Her eyes had gotten 7 years younger, and she could now wear the old glasses, see perfectly, and she began reading through the book service there. The library would deliver 5 books a week, and she would read 1 book a day for 5 days of the week. Unbelievably, she was an active reader. She was getting out walking and doing all these things. And so this is what we're talking about, enjoying life rather than thinking you're going to add more years to your life in a wheelchair. And, of course, if many of you have loved ones and you realize the cost of nursing homes, which are over $3,500 a month, and you could keep your loved ones, your grandparents, your parents more active, more years without that cost at home, more independent, that would make a tremendous difference in your finances. And, of course, this is what we are trying to shoot for, is at least 7 more active years of life, because that would keep Medicare from imploding and going bankrupt if we could keep people with chronic disease from entering nursing homes or having debilitation that would cost Medicare a lot of money. So, yes, you can live your life in retirement years. And of course, resveratrol has that promise to do that. But you don't hear any of this from modern medicine. And, of course, you're going to have to make your own decision on these kinds of issues. Modern medicine is dragging its feet. This is a tremendous discovery of all time. To think that there is a pill that would replace all other pills, to think it works in the way that I just told you, to turn on your body's own natural defenses. This is, something that Americans have never heard of.
Well, Bill, would you mind describing what this does as far as the genes of the body are concerned? Explain what the genes are and how resveratrol affects the genes, and then how the Lonsemanex affects the genes. I mean, what's the difference?
These small molecules that we find in red wine are so small that what they do is they're able to enter cells through cell walls, and they're able to get into the genetic machinery in what we call the nucleus, and therefore they're able to activate genes. And so there are a number of these small molecules. One is curcumin from the spice turmeric. There are 3 or 4 of them in red wine. Quercetin, ferulic acid, resveratrol, and so on. There are a number of them in red wine, and that's why red wine is so miraculous, and some other foods that we find. What's startling here is that they did a study with mice, because they have about the same size of genome, the library of genes. They have 25,000 genes. Humans have about 25,000 genes. And so they put these small laboratory mice on a limited calorie diet for a number of weeks. They took another group and put them on a resveratrol pill, and they took another group and put them on the Lonsemanex pill that I helped to develop. Well, the limited calorie mice, about 198 longevity genes were activated. And in the resveratrol group, 225 genes. But in the Lonsemanex group, 1,711 genes, 9 times more. Now, nothing was more profound ever found in modern biology, but this has never gotten major headlines. In fact, the very doctors who discovered this in laboratory mice, they were interviewed on 60 Minutes. They knew all about this, about resveratrol, but they refused to testify that and report that they had tested a resveratrol pill that was 9 times better than any other existing resveratrol pill. So this is the problem that we have. Modern medicine is covering this up. And, of course, we're living frustratedly with this kind of problem as we see it unfold in modern medicine. We've had, in our little venture here in marketing a resveratrol pill, we've had big pharmaceutical companies interfere with our research. We've had all kinds of samples of tissue that suddenly disappeared, got destroyed in transit. I mean, all kinds of little shenanigans are going on to try to hide this and keep this from happening to Americans. And, of course, resveratrol is such a threat that you can see here the negative information that you might have heard about in the last couple of weeks about a researcher conducting resveratrol research. We found it all to be untrue. We found it to be flatly, of course, contrived, and a major university using its big name to try and dismiss resveratrol research, and they were taking all of the studies that my company had done, and they're now calling the journals where those studies were published and trying to get them to retract it all. It sounds like Fahrenheit 451 when, was it Ray Bradbury? They burned the book. Well, they're burning the journals that are reporting that resveratrol, what it does. They want all of this expunged from the record. I can't believe this.
Well, it's sort of like GlaxoSmithKline putting out over $700 million to buy up the company from Harvard University and then shutting it down. It was less than a year, wasn't it?
Take a developmental drug company, which was developed at Harvard, Surtris Pharmaceuticals, they took this resveratrol-based drug, they were making it a drug, and they decided to sell it to GlaxoSmithKline for the $725 million. But did GlaxoSmithKline pay that money to take it off the market? Not to, of course, further its research and development. And as you said, within about a year, they took it off the market. And not only that, some of the executives of the company that was here in the United States, the developmental resveratrol pill company, decided to make it a dietary supplement. And GlaxoSmithKline sanctioned them and said, you shall not do that. And you see what's going on here. They're trying to keep resveratrol from being found that the public might find it. The public's totally confused. There have been some up and down science on this whole thing. The only time, if you can believe this, that resveratrol pills were being sold avidly is when spammers came on the Internet and said their pills were seen on the Oprah show, Dr. Oz endorsed them, all this was false, and that their pills cured wrinkles and heart disease and cancer, made all these, had a semi-believable pitch to it. Resveratrol is promising in these areas, but it wasn't specific to their pill. It hadn't been proven in their pill, but they said it had, and of course, that people were lured in by what they call a free bottle offer. If you just pay shipping, we'll ship you a bottle of this. And then, of course, the consumers that fell for this started getting resveratrol, bottles of resveratrol pills every month at $85 a month that they never even